TJC. Form 2 Tango Mobile. Hey, Rusty, how you doing? In 4 DJC.
Not bad today, not bad. Got to run out and get my glasses adjusted. The frame needs to be adjusted a little bit. The link come far too far down on my nose and get real greasy real fast. So I'm going to go take and get them adjusted today and then run by the mall for a minute because I'm looking for something.
Pretty warm outside today, this morning anyway. I got to go out after, probably after lunch before we get out and start scouting around. We got a few things we need to do today. I imagine the traffic is not real good, but hopefully it won't be. Hopefully we can get in and get out of Sam's and Walmart before they know we're there.
Boy, I got a couple of vultures over here on the side of the road, female versions of them. Wonder what they're looking for. I don't see any bodies in the road, so must be something in the yard up there.
Through there, anticipate something.
Because one walked away from one area, and the other one walked towards it, and then the first one came back, chased the first one, the second one off. So I don't know what they got back there, but I'm not going to go looking.
Yeah, I've only seen one rabbit this year. We hadn't had any. I think the hawks have been getting them. And we got a turkey that didn't know where he's supposed to be. He keeps wandering around. And I had seen the groundhogs. Yeah, I have a hard trap out for him here earlier part of this past week. And I hadn't seen him. I think they wised up to what he was doing and moved on to another location. He moved the trap away yesterday. They'll probably be back out here again in the next few days, I'm sure. They don't go into a live trap very well.
I've got moles that keep coming and going, and I wish they'd go away permanently and go on down and take over the grounds in the forest area around me, so that would make me happy. Instead of leaving all the holes in my yard and the soft spots. But it is, you know, you have to put up with what you got to put up with and all when you live out in the country. Yep, and I see a bunch of deer go through my yard, at least in the evening, late in the evening, they go through the woods along the edge of my yard, so haven't seen any. Just went by a house that's got all kinds of signs in the front yard to say, Happy 17th birthday, Cassie. So I imagine it's somebody named Cassie's 17th birthday today. Could be, maybe. Over.
Giveaway. Yeah, our grandkids, their last day of school was yesterday, so they're going to be busy this summer. I'm sure they'll get bored, and we'll be having to go pick them up early from their after-school daycare thing. They get bored real easy now, but hopefully, they've got summer camp maybe next week, and my daughter and wife and two grandkids are going to Biltmore next Friday, I think, for the day. So I'm sure they'll enjoy that. Hopefully, the weather didn't look too good next Friday. It looks like it's going to be in the high 80s with chances of thunderstorms, but that means they'll have to stay inside, probably, I guess. I don't know where it's going to be like in Asheville, but we got quite a few deer. We usually have six or seven out in the yard from time to time, and the birds dropped the antlers off, and then I don't know, they just started growing back here. But it looked like a buck walked across the yard the other day. It was too big to be a doe. He had his ears, and you know, they're getting accustomed. You know, we got an 11 pointer here. We see on trail camps, and it must have been him because he had his ears low, and that's why they get custom carrying antlers, and he can tell the bucks some days by the way they carry the ears sometimes, especially when they get big. But just groundhogs and deer so far. Did see a fox the other day. That's the first fox I've seen in a long time. N4 DJC Friday.
Hey, N4 VWA. Well, they went to the neighborhood. Oh, hello, Steve. Anyway, like I said, I usually see a few deer, and every now and again I'll see a raccoon ghosts squirreling around. I haven't seen any of those lately, and I hope they've moved on, because they seem to use, at least they, I know why they haven't come, because I don't have a feeding station out on the back porch for cats that used to live outside anymore, so they can't come up there and eat from that. But, yeah, you see a few animals here and a few animals there. Road conditions are going to get nasty up in my neighborhood starting next week. They got a nice little sign up at the other end of the road up in front of the school that says, road construction starting June 8th. There will be delays. Plan on it. So I'm planning on it. Hello, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, now, you know, you guys were talking about the wildlife. You know, the FCC has passed new rules and regulations. And YouTube gobblers better get it all done right quick, like, before they bring those regulations on you, turkeys.
Steve, by the way, I heard you had that 736. That'd be a good satellite rig for somebody if Ronk didn't want it.
And I tell you what, if you look online, I would not have believed it, but that radio sells for between six and $750 because of its ability to sell to do the satellite. And I've got a Yaesu 5400 rotator to go with it that'll do azimuth and elevation.
Who has all the money now?
Those things, if it's got the control of those things, you're talking about a couple of grand by the time you get everything done. So that's a good deal. Matter of fact, you ought to try it yourself. That's, like I said, 736, it's not state of the art, but it's still plenty good enough to work anything up there now.
Hey, Jerry, I double with you for part of that, but I said, we can tell who's got all the money now. Steve's spending all that money on radio equipment.
Yeah, he is. He's got a lot of money tied up in him. That is a good radio, sure enough. Yaesu is probably the best reason, because one they still make, and you can rebuild those things, but they're just, all that satellite stuff is bringing big money now because the band conditions are terrible and people can't get the radios.
Especially you, Rust-Oleum. The FCC is going to run all these turkeys off of here.
They're going to come for first. It's named KN4VWA. You know, hey, what can I say about that? Go ahead, Jerry.
The biggest one's first, I think. So you tower above everyone else. So they may be coming after you. And I was really interested about what Walker said about that lady selling all that equipment. She was just giving it away, just about to get it out of her house and shack. And that was pretty good deals if you don't mind hauling that stuff.
KN4VWA. Well, that's Walt. That's a deal he's in on. That's not me. That's what he's got going. And sounds like he's going to make out pretty good, too. He may be selling some stuff that he buys cheap and then turns around and sells it. So, hey, I tell you what, and the only reason I'm really selling that 736 is because I'm really not interested in doing satellite. It's just, for all that work, there's not enough reward that comes back.
Well, on top of that, you got to have the property to set up all that satellite stuff, too. And where I'd like to maybe do some, fiddle with some of it, I don't have the wherewithal or the place to do it. And down in Camden today, they're having a big, there's an estate sale being done down there of ham radio equipment. Lady's husband passed away, and they're having a sale down there today and tomorrow with a lot of ham radio equipment. So anyway, well, I have arrived at the place where I've been intending to arrive, and I need to go in here and have a talk with these people about adjusting my glasses for me. I'll catch up with you guys later. N4DJC to take it, W2T73, Phyllis.
Good talking to you.
73 is resting. And in the meantime, Jerry, you need to get this radio and this rotator and get it set up.
Went through that stage one earlier this year. I bought a 9700 ICOM all, three-band all-mode satellite rig, and I was going to get the rotor. I can't, I don't have Verizon. In my house, I can't get Horizon coverage, so no matter what I put up, unless I put on 60-foot towers, it's not going to work, and I just don't have the, means or the inclination to it. And also, like you're saying, that's a, you have to, you go on their schedule, they're not on yours. But there's plenty of activity out there if you've got a setup like that, but then you got to buy the, you got to buy the Leo pack, which is another $600. You got to buy either hardline or LMR 800. It's a very minimum preamps and all kinds of stuff. By the time you get a tower and, or even set one up just a little bit off the ground and run it somewhere where you can get that kind of coverage, unless you're out on a hill or something, you tied up, you're talking about $4,000 or $5,000. And the radio is just a small part of it, because you can get satellite radio, bring a brand new 9700, it's about $1,500. There's plenty of other ones that are available to work. It's all the accessory equipment that you have to buy to get it to work right. Computer controller and all that sort of thing too. This people, I enjoy that kind of stuff, but it's just, I can just go out with my Kenwood DC-74 APRS off the satellite with a 3-element handheld antenna, and that works for me.
There you go. And you just stated all the reasons why I'm not going to get into satellite. Plus, when you transmit to the satellite, what you get back, isn't it NCW?
Is. I mean, the voice modes, the multiple voice modes, there are some that are on sideband, that use sideband and CW, but the low Earth ones, like the ones on the space station, those are all FM, it's just like an FM repeater. You don't need but about 5 watts to get in there. It's pretty low compared to the other ones, but the Russians have a sideband with up, and AO7 is still operating. Sideband, and you transmit up in one sideband, it comes back down to the other one. You got to get the Doppler shift up and down control rig to do that level of satellite work. But the FM stuff is fairly simple. But everybody that brother gets out, it just sounds like channel 19 from years ago, Steve.
That's one reason that this radio is so popular. It's 2 meter sideband, FM, all that. It's all mode on 2 meter. It works at all. Same thing on 440. So I guess that's part of the reason that radio is so popular. It does the sidebands.
Just full duplex. You really need a full duplex rig, like a 736 and 9700 and some of those ICOMs. Because you really need to be able to hear, especially if you're on some of those linear satellites, you need to be able to hear your own downlink, which means most people use earphones and they listen to the downlink instead of the uplink. That way you know you get through the transponder on the satellite. The APRS stuff is just single. It's just a simplex frequency you get in it. And it digipeats your signal, and then somebody else hears that, and then they can send messages, APRS messages, direct to you through the satellite. So that's what I like to do, just because it's a lot simpler, and plus it's not quite as crowded as the other stuff is. It's just a lot easier. You can just, like I said, it don't take, I can get into it with a watt sometimes. If the space station runs about 10 watts on APRS, on that digipeater, so it's real loud. You can hear it on a handheld scanner.
Okay. Well, tell you what, it's Saturday. I've been out working. I just left the landfill, hauled off a whole bunch of trash, and Mama's going to run me into Ingles before we head back to the house, and we're just about to Ingles, so... If you know anybody interested in that radio, if Walt don't take it, just let me know, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4 BWA, I'll be clear after final. 73 is there, Jerry.
Have a good afternoon. stay safe out there on the road. Yeah, that's still a pretty desirable radio if everything works on it. And like I said, the rotators, that's pretty valuable. Especially like I said, if it works and it hadn't been worn out, that'd be a good deal for somebody to get the rotor and the radio both. Anyway, have a good afternoon. Talk to you guys later. N4DJC clear.